Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services, and it's time for Speaking Psychologically. How are you, Dr. Braccio?
Very good. Beautiful weather, Tony, and just in a good mood, enjoying Michigan at its best.
You know, I get on you a lot because I always ask you what bothers you and does anything get under your skin, and you always say no, but there was something that was a little irritating, and since it involves Michigan State, I wanted to talk about this. But in a note that you sent to me, some of us forget with this Ohio State fiasco, it leaves only MSU as the big loser. Talk about that.
Well, if you really think about this thing, Tony, when Ohio State went to the Sugar Bowl, which was a BCS bowl, and Wisconsin went to the Rose Bowl, the way this thing worked out, if Ohio State had come clean and indicated what they were doing and had not gone to a BCS bowl, not gone to a bowl or not a BCS bowl, then we actually would have been the team to go to the Rose Bowl because we beat Wisconsin. So as it turns out, Wisconsin goes to the Rose Bowl, which of course is the dream of anyone in the Big Ten, and particularly Michigan State, since we haven't been there so long. So we don't go there. We don't go to the Sugar Bowl because of the way they do the ratings in the BCS Bowl and what the Big Ten agreed to. So Michigan State, while going to Orlando, going to a game, obviously maybe the best team in the country, clearly gets the bad end of the deal, and I just think that's unfortunate. Yeah, that is annoying to me, even though very glad for how the team did and where they went in spite of the bad experience down in Orlando.
We like to address things that we all may have challenges with you, Dr. Braccio, and you mentioned in a note that your societal concern are the millions of children being raised by mothers who were children when they had them and the fathers that are not involved. I feel like a little part of that. My mother was a little older when she had me, but I had no dad around. And I tell you what, that caused me to be a little buck wild, if you will, when I was younger. I missed having that dad around, and it drives me to be a good dad to my kids.
Well, I think that's wonderful, Tony, and unfortunately, a lot of children coming from those circumstances take the wrong path. We'll call it due to circumstances, due to life, but when you have children being raised by children with very little education, of the parent, and you have a lack of a male figure, and a particular male working figure, you end up too often with children that aren't getting the right, they didn't get the right prenatal. They often will do poorly in school in terms of dropout rates, often can lead to delinquency, and often even be going to jail. Now, this sounds like a pretty bleak type of a set of circumstances, and I don't want to say it happens in all cases, because as you know, there are always exceptions, and fortunately a lot of exceptions. But the thing that brought this really to my mind was the article that actually I had sent you by Mona Sharon, who for the World Jewish Review, but which really that doesn't really matter. But her point is, she was commenting with all the emphasis and all the focus on gay marriage. Her point is not one way or the other on gay marriage, she said, but what if we were putting all that focus on getting couples together, keeping families together, raising people with the idea of children having a male and a female, counterpart in terms of modeling, both two people working or one person working and raising, just having a home that would allow the child to have the best opportunity. Because data shows when couples wait till they get married when they're later, later in life, that often the children have more focus, they're raised in better economic situations, they tend to be in schools that are achieving better. So overall, it's a difficult societal situation we're in with young teenagers having children, and then society and everyone else being involved in raising them in spite of the love and caring that may be given by the parent and the child.
Well, it's a huge challenge. As someone who worked at Eastern High School for 5 years, the focus of my job was tenfold, but one of the things I had to deal with were students who were from broken homes, who didn't have dads in the homes, incomes were issues, some didn't even have places to live. So it's a huge issue to try and get these families to stay together, to get the fathers to want to be with their kids. About something that could take a generation to change.
Well, another problem, Tony, is if you mention it, like what we're talking about now, people can hear what we're saying wrong. They can say, well, ha-ha, they're condemning single parents, single mothers. Well, I'm not doing that at all, and you aren't either. We're simply talking about it's a much more difficult life to lead if you're a young person without an education or good education, not mature, having a child and trying to raise the child, then have to get involved in government programs, family help, you know, call it whatever you will. It just makes for a very difficult life, and it can take a generation or two to really right things. And I think if we as a society, without condemning isn't the issue, because we're trying to be helpful, it's simply to find a way to have people put off early pregnancy, certainly when they're not in a situation where they can really take care of the child and raise the child, and hopefully work on the having boys and girls see the importance of having a long-term committed marriage. That's, I think, what we need to be aiming for. It has nothing to do with whether gays are getting married or not being married. And that was the whole point of the article that I had sent to you, is the, well, all that emphasis is there, okay, that's fine, but what about the underpinnings of the society, which is the nuclear family, in terms of mother, father, and children? I think that has to be something we really need to work on as a society. Otherwise, we just have a time bomb of millions of persons being raised in more difficult circumstances.
Well, Dr. Braccio, I was raised in an environment with no dad, but I had a great uncle. I had a football coach, and I had a government teacher who stayed on me and working with these programs at Eastern High School.
Wonderful.
When we had challenges with athletes with academic challenges, I would bring the parents and the coach and the teachers and other people who looked after that individual. And I think when the kids saw that they did have a group, a support system, and when that support system was firm, there was success in that student.
Well, Tony, I think that's a whole, believe it or not, we can do a whole segment on that, because that's what you're mentioning is very important. You need to be setting up a system that can compensate for parts that are missed from having the more extended type family. But sure, if there always can be success in people. However, it's really important there be people to help with the modeling, to try to help the person find the ways to bring out what the person can do. And then if the person is willing, as you obviously were, then it can lead to good success, and you're really a good guy. So obviously, these folks and all the people that have tried to help you have made you a good guy, Tony.
But then again, we have to be careful now, Dr. Braccio, because back then in the day, my football coach can lean on me against the locker and say, Conley, you better get into government class or I'm going to knock you on your butt. But now if you do that, a kid might say, I'm going to call the cops on you. So you have to approach it from a different perspective.
Well, you really do have to do it differently. It's like Bo Schembechler said, he always liked coaches' children because he could bang them against the wall and this type thing. And yeah, I'm sure he was somewhat kidding. But yeah, definitely we need to use a little more psychological approach rather than terror. But I still think good coaches who determine who play certainly can have a lot of impact on behaviors of persons. And remember, everyone responds differently. Some people respond better to a very strong, direct request, and others do better when it's a more nebulous, non-directive type thing. We're all different, Tony. That's why it's hard to get the one best way to motivate someone. But in your case, I think that's a success story. You had a lot of modeling. You had people that worked with you. You had an uncle. You had a teacher. You had a coach. You had people that worked with you. And obviously it worked, and it's worked with millions of others.
Well, not
with everyone.
Dr. Braccio, it's the old saying, you got to be like Vince Lombardi, treat them all like dogs, treat them all fair. We got to get out of here. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, my friend. Bye-bye.